Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. It's God in the Mist. Get 'em Radio presents Prophetic Healing with the Healing Community. This is a monthly broadcast that airs the second Wednesday of every month. The Lord lets us know the ailments that are going to be healed, and what the Lord reveals, He heals.
God bless each and every one of you today. We just welcome you, even tonight, to Get 'em, God in the Mist, Radio Prophetic Healing. Lord God, we thank God. We thank God that we welcome you tonight. Our host, Apostle Barbara Kizzy, is taking care of my mom. She's there with mom. As many of you may know, Pastor Mom fell. She had surgery done on her leg. And she's now in a rehabilitation center where they're helping her to be able to get back up on her feet, you know, to be able to walk. And we thank God for all that he's doing for Pastor Mom. And Apostle is there with Mom, taking care of Mom at this time. And many times there are doctors and nurses and other people who come in while she's there tending to Mom. So she asked us to be able to come on and to facilitate some things for her tonight. And we thank God for that. And then in addition, Elder Hockey and his beautiful wife, Minister Linda, are also not on the program tonight because Elder Hockey had surgery today. And I know that Minister Linda is probably with her husband at this time. And so, God, we just thank God for both of them, and we lift them up also to the Lord tonight. And then we want to thank God that Apostle Kizzy has invited Minister Elaine Haskins to come in to be our lead facilitator in the service tonight. What's so wonderful about what God does with Minister Elaine is that God uses her very strategically and mightily and powerfully in the word of wisdom, word of knowledge. They have traveled. Apostle Kizzy and Minister Elaine have traveled extensively in the service of the Lord, going to healing meetings, and they know how to flow together. And I've looked at her over the many years that God has used her mightily for his glory. So already he's begun already to reveal to her some things and some areas where people needed healing. When we were on, we just finished our program a few moments ago, which is our date night with Jesus. And in talking about the program tonight, I began to tell them of some of the things that Ministry Lane had already heard. And two of the people online said, one said, that's me, that God revealed it to her. And the other one said that they had been going through, so we know that it's right on target. So we want to be able to present to ones and to introduce to others our own dear Ministry Lane Haskins, and she will come and lead in this service about with prophetic healing. And you all forgive me. You know, I love what Apostle Barbara does, and I love the anointing on her life. And so I'm just blessed that she would ask me to participate. And I know that what she does, I really honor God for the anointing on her life. So Ministry Lane Haskins, welcome. Will you come tonight? God bless you, my sister in Christ.
God bless you too, Pastor Price. I'm on my headset. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you very well.
Okay, great. Hallelujah. And welcome, everybody. Praise the Lord. And welcome to 2023. You know, I've been saying, and you and I spoke about this earlier, Pastor Price, about not saying Happy New Year. Welcome to 2023. And I always say, where Jesus Christ is still Lord. He is still Lord. He was Lord in 2022, and he's Lord in 2023. Hallelujah. So, Lord Father God, we're just going to open up in prayer. We thank you. We bless you. We honor. We glorify you this evening, Lord. We lift you up, Father God, for you are the great I am. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And we look to you, Father God, for what comes forth our help, our strength, everything we need, Father God, is in you. So we thank you tonight, Father God. We reach up and we pull it down, everything we need. Hallelujah. We glorify you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, that you have already placed on my heart what you would like to heal this evening. As Elder always say, what God reveals, he heals. So we thank God for Elder Hawkey and Minister Linda and Apostle Kizzy. We thank God for what they have done over the past years. And, you know, God, you know, even though we're in 2023, he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He changes not. So we know that there was a lot of healings that were done over in 2022 and prior to that. So we are in great expectation. Hallelujah. On what God is going to do for 2023 here on this program. So we thank God. We thank God. And I want you guys to be in expectation too. I want you to just believe the word of God and know that God is for you. And God says, if he's for you, who can be against you? And that means what sickness, disease, infirmity can be against you. God is for you. He is working on your behalf. He is the one that's going to bring forth the healing. So we thank him tonight for how he uses Getting Radio and Elder and Apostle every month. And since this is the first show of the new year, I just want to put us in expectation of his words. Because he always says, remind me of my word. So I just want to read Jeremiah 30:17, and I'm going to read Psalms 91:16, and John 10:10, Jeremiah 30:17, because we're in expectation tonight. Hallelujah. And God says, I change not. So he says in Jeremiah 30:17, I will restore health unto thee. And I will heal thee of thy wounds. Hallelujah. So we are in expectations out of your word coming forth. And in John 10:10, it says, I come that they might have life, and they that may have it more abundantly. So, Father God, we thank you for your word. For you said you have come, hallelujah, that we might have life, Father God. And life is in you, Father God. So we thank you for that. Hallelujah. In Psalms 91:16, and it says, with long life will I satisfy him. Thank you, Lord, and show him my salvation. So, Lord, we thank you for the long life that you will satisfy, give us, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for restoring health unto us, oh, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you came to give us life, Father God, and not just any life, but abundant life, Father God, a good life, Father God. A life of health and strength, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So we're in expectation tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, Father God, we just thank you. We thank you. We thank you. And we're going to, I'll share with you what the Lord shared with me as far as what he showed me that he wants to heal. And that was it doesn't matter. I felt it, and he showed me in the left side shoulder. It's like the rotator cuff, the upper part of your arm having some type of immobility in moving. I even feel it now. Immobility in your upper arm. So if that's you, you know, we're going to pray for it tonight. And also, if you have pain in your lower back near your spine. I felt it on the right side. It's like a deep, dull pain right near your right side of your spine. And also your feet. Anyone experiencing anything in your feet, more on your near your toes, I would say, for lack of a better word, like neuropathy. But this pain was more of a debilitating kind of, like it was almost like a paralyzing kind of feeling. So it could be on the verge of neuropathy, or if you've been having cramps in your big toes, but and it went up all the way almost up to the mid part of your foot, my foot. So if that's you, you know, God sees. He said high, and I see low. So there's nothing that surpasses Him. And like a friend of mine told me today, God is concerned about the littlest thing. So we can be confident. Whatever is going on in our body, He is here to heal us, comfort us, strengthen us, and encourage us. So hallelujah. So Pastor Price, should we go ahead and open up the lines and see if there's anyone that is feeling those symptoms, or am I missing something?
Yeah. Okay. Now, Minister Treva Kelly, I think, is online, and she's coming on. And then I want prayer with the one about the toes. When after you finish with Minister Treva, okay?
Amen. Hello.
Amen.
Good evening, Minister Treva. God bless you.
Good evening.
It's always
God
good
bless
to hear you.
You called out the lower back near the spine, and that was. I know I was one of the ones. I may not be the only one, but I have had spinal cord injuries, and I continually through the night, every day, especially at night, stand against pain. And right now it's a dull pain, but I drank cherry juice a couple of hours ago, so it's not as bad as it was before.
Well, amen. So well, you can pray with me. Amen. Well, I want to know, does cherry juice, I've never heard of that. Is cherry juice recommended for back pain?
Cherry juice, if you drink, I drink it in the form of, the cheapest one you can buy is at Walmart. I drink black cherry juice. I also put it in my teas, and it will alleviate pain.
Oh, okay.
And I do that so I won't take too many Tylenol. But I stand on God's word. Actually, I'm a walking miracle. I've had spinal cord injuries, and that's the pain. But God is good. He's been good. I'm still able to walk, and I just thank Him, and I just ask Him for prayer. And I do
Amen.
Believe I'm healed in Jesus' name.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. That's what the Lord says, that we are healed. Not we're going to get healed, but we are healing. And we thank God for the total manifestation of it. But we are healed. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
So, Father God, what I'm going to do is I'm going to place my hand where I feel it. Is it more on your right side?
It's on my right
center?
Side, exactly.
It's on your
near
right side,
tailbone.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I'm going to say what the Lord was showing me, even with the Pastor Price, even with the feet, that there was something you know, lined up, connected to with the spine, even with the feet. So,
yes.
So Reverend Treva, when you had the accident, or we had the incident with the your back, was it in that area, or was it further up, or was it further down?
It was. I've had a number of accidents. I failed at work, and then but then in 2012, I was hit while I was crossing the street walking for my job. I was hit by an SUV, and that's really when it became serious. I'm a walking miracle, they said.
Yes, you are. Absolutely, because we know God has you here for a purpose. And
yes.
That's right. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. We bless you, God. We glorify you, Father God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God. We thank you for life, Father God, and life more abundantly, Father God. We thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. Well, Father God, we speak, Father God, to the nerve endings. We speak to that area right now in the name of Jesus. We even speak to the muscles, Father God, that are trying to fuse back together, that are trying to knit back together. Lord, we speak, Father God, to that area, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we declare your healing, Father God, your touch, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, allow Reverend Treva to sleep well at night. You said you give your people sweet sleep, Father God, your children sweet sleep, Father God. Lord, we come against that pain, Father God. You showed me, Father God. So in the name of Jesus, we cancel out the assignment in the name of Jesus of trying to continue to torment your daughter in the name of Jesus. We command you, we cease right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for removing it in the name of Jesus. No longer tormenting her, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Worthy are you, O God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Rabbi Astanda Rahaya Si and Oshur Rabbiya Siki. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Reverend Treva, I know you said it's further down on your tailbone, but where the Lord is showing me, and that's what I think.
It goes
sometimes
up my spine.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it could be in one spot, but where the incident, the damage was, you know, could be in another location. And he's showing me a
it's
little
up in
further
the middle,
up.
Too.
Yeah, that's exactly where it's at, right in the
middle. On the
right
side. Right,
on the right side, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. Your healing, Father God, your restoration, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we plead the blood, Father God. We apply the blood, Father God, and go in the name of Jesus. No, you're not going to travel. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you right now. Oh, Lord, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for doing the miracle, Father God. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God. The blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Glory to your name.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. I just feel the Lord is just touching you from the top of your head. I feel like there is a warmth going down. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
I receive it.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord, my God, thank you. Oh, my God, thunder, you don't look. Oh, my God, thunder. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yay. Woo, there's enough, like,
hallelujah.
Like, there's another surge. I just feel it. Yes, thank you, God. Thank you, Lord.
I just feel the
warmth
all the way down my spine.
Oh, my God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You are worthy, God. You are holy, God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, on my end, I don't feel it as intense.
It's
how are you feeling?
No more pain. I don't
feel
hallelujah.
It. Hallelujah.
Even in the upper part, it's all gone.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
I feel the heat of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. And I had hurt my right foot, too, the other day. I stubbed my toe. That pain is gone, too.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. And you know this is not just for Reverend Treatment. If you feeling any kind of, had been feeling any kind of sensation in your back, just receive it. Receive it. Say that, Lord, I receive the healing from me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, there it goes. It's gone. Yeah. Hallelujah. It was somebody that just said, I receive it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. God bless you, Minister Amen. Hallelujah.
God bless
God
you,
bless
Reverend Treva. I'm sorry. I'm just a crybaby. I'm sorry. When
I'm
the Lord
crying,
is on me,
too.
I just cry.
That's okay.
It's good tears, though. Hallelujah.
It's a blessing. Amen.
Amen.
And I'm going to go
yes,
back on you. God bless you all.
God bless you, River Treva. Hallelujah. Well, Pastor Price.
Hallelujah. Ministry
Hallelujah.
Lane. Thanking God
yes.
for his anointing.
And I'm
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen.
Look
for his
Lord
healing and touch.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. And Apostle, she texted me and said that Mom had been having pain around her toes.
Mm. Wow.
And so would you pray for Pastor Mom? And then there's another line that has another line that's going to be open in a few minutes. The area code that this began with 314 and ends with 6992. But right now, I'm gonna, if you want to, you could pray for Mom's toes, okay?
Amen.
Okay.
Hallelujah. Amen. Well, Father God, we just lift up Pastor Mom, Father God, not only her toes, Father God, but her entire body, Lord. Lord, we claim life for it, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we come against that stiffness, that neuropathy, Father God, that any kind of tingling, any kind of stiffness, any kind of paralytic behavior in her toes, we come against it right now. Let the blood flow freely, Father God, from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. Let it flow, Father God, like it's supposed to flow, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Even strengthening her legs, God. in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for the healing of her leg, God, in the name of Jesus. Uh-huh, I see you. You know, it's because of the stability of it, you know, trying to keep her leg straight. I see where it's kind of cramping. That's what I'm kind of getting, like it's a cramping for her. So, Father God, we thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Oh, Pastor Price, if you could just touch your toes, hallelujah. And we're going to just agree, hallelujah.
Order.
Thank you, Father God.
Hallelujah.
There is no cramping, Father God, no cramping. And we come against any blood clots in the name of Jesus. Lord, we come against anything that might even try to hinder the blood flow, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for ease of mobility, Father God, in her feet, God, in the name of Jesus. We speak to the nerve endings in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. No cramping, no cramping, no cramping in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yeshua, Maya. Thank you. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, yeah. I just feel, you know, just I'm just rubbing my legs, and I just feel that the circulation. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for perfect circulation throughout her body, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. As your blood flows through her, Lord, let her natural blood flow, Father God, to the areas, Father God, proper areas, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And
hallelujah.
I speak peace over Pastor Price's feet in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Lord,
yes.
Oh, hallelujah. How precious are those feet of those that carry the word, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you.
Thank
you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Father God. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we speak peace
hallelujah.
Over her feet
hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus, Lord.
In the
Lord,
name
you
of
know
Jesus.
How you work, how you direct her, Father God, in using her feet, Father God. So we come against anything that's trying to disturb you, how you communicate with her, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Father God.
Father, we thank
in the name
you, Lord,
of Jesus.
We thank you, Father God, for the blood covering every part of her foot, God, in the name of Jesus. And
in
Lord,
the
we
name
thank you,
of
Lord,
Jesus.
For the circulation as well, Father God. Everything flowing
yes, Father.
Like it's supposed to flow in the name of Jesus. We bless you,
yes,
Father.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. No swelling. In the name.
No swelling.
Must have seen. No swelling. I see you.
No swelling.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name
in
of
the
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. No, in the
oh,
name
God,
of Jesus. We thank you, Father God. We bless you, Father God.
Yes, Lord. We bless
you,
the name.
Thank you, Father God. These feet will serve her long, Father God. Long life in
oh,
these feet, Father
again.
God, in the name of Jesus.
In
hallelujah.
The name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, Father God, yep.
Yes, Father
hallelujah.
God.
We bless you, Father God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank
Amen.
You, Lord. Amen. And Minister Elaine, Pastor Catherine is on. She's pressed her number one key. And we're still asking that anyone else that's on the line, if you want prayer, please push your number one key. And Pastor Catherine, you want to open your line so you can tell Minister Elaine what's on your heart and mind?
Yes.
I believe that's Pastor. Yes. Uh-huh.
Yes, this is me. Well, praise God.
Good evening, Pastor.
Yeah, good evening.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, good evening, you all. Good evening. So good to hear you all's voice. When I first heard you, Minister Elaine, I thought you was apostle. But I said,
well, we have the same daddy.
Oh, amen. But praise God for both of you all being on tonight. I just thank God so much for you all. just continue to take over for Apostles at this time. But I want to pray for my toe too. I have been trying to wear old shoes. I thought that might have been the problem, but it's just only when I walk. When I'm walking with my regular street shoes on, my big toe hurts, and even that when I push on it tonight, because I was thinking, I said when you were calling out different issues, I said, well, none of those are my issues. And then I said, oh, I've been having a problem with my toe. And I said, let me push on it now. And it's still kind of sore at the top. And even tomorrow, I was thinking about just kind of wearing my tennis shoes tomorrow to see if that would help. But I don't know. And I'm thinking it might be a toenail that I might need to cut back, but I can't cut it back anymore because that's as far as it will go, I think. I probably need somebody to kind of look under there. But just pray for me, for my toe.
Okay. Before I, Lord gives us wisdom, and wisdom comes from him. And I do know that my psychiatrist told me about Vicks, the wonder drug of Vicks. So, and he told me to put Vicks on my toes at night. And when I faithfully do that, Pastor Catherine, I tell you, any kind of pain, that especially because I, when I was young, I stubbed my toe severely. And every once in a while, my toenail will try to do a thing and become, infected and stuff. And if I use that Vicks, like he told me, I don't have any problem. So I'm going to tell you the same thing. Rub your foot down with some Vicks and put a sock on if you can. But I know it works for me. But you know what? We know our daddy knows exactly how to get to that problem. So
yeah,
hallelujah. So Father God, we come looking to you because you know what has happened to your daughter's foot, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And it could be as simple as an ingrown toenail or whatever it is, Father God. It's not too small, not too big for you. So we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. We thank you revealing what it is and what she needs to do, Father God, in the name of Jesus. But we send forth your word, Father God, of healing right now in the name of Jesus. We come against any infection in the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, in the name of Jesus, we command that toenail, if it's ingrown, to come out in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for removing the pain, the soreness from it, Lord. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that she is no longer impaired by that foot, Father God, that she'll be able to go about your business, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We speak blessings over her feet, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And I even command that toenail to grow out straight in the name of Jesus. You will not curve. You will not go under in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. We thank you. And I come against if there's any numbness around it. I come against it right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for your healing power. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, I'm touching my toes as I'm praying for you. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Is it the right one?
Which
one is it?
It's the left. The left big toe.
It's the left one? Okay. Mm-hmm. I guess because it's my right one that I'll be having problems with it, but Lord, you know what toe it is.
Yeah.
Lord, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name, thank you so much.
Amen. All right. Amen. And put that Vicks on it.
All right, then. I have it out right now.
You know.
Daddy made that. Daddy gave somebody wisdom for that, too.
That's right. You know, and I remember when I broke my foot, and it was in the middle of the night, and my kids were small, and the Lord told me, and I'm not one to take medicine, and he told me to take a Tylenol, and I said, what is a Tylenol going to do for a broke foot? This is what I told him. Tylenol going to do for a broke foot? He said, take one Tylenol, not two, but one Tylenol. And then he told me to draw shallow water in the bathtub. And after I did the Tylenol and then I did the shallow water, thank you, Rabahaya. He's touching your foot. After I did that, he told me to step in the water. And once I did that, healing manifested. So as I gave you the instructions of the Vicks, it's not so much in the Vicks, but it's believing God, following his, you know, just being obedient to whatever he tells you.
Hallelujah.
So, you know,
Hallelujah.
You know, God can use the Vicks, but it's not the Vicks, it's him. So
amen.
We thank God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. Tomorrow, hallelujah, we got a testimony. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. There will be no pain. No pain. Yes. No soreness in the name of Jesus. We
amen.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And I come against that concern that you have. Lord, we speak peace to Pastor Catherine's mind in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. No concern for that foot. All is well. All is well. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus'
Hallelujah.
name. Amen.
Ooh, yeah, yeah, yep. Hallelujah. Yeah. Glory, glory, glory. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Cool.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Mm-hmm. Thank you all so much here. Thank you.
Oh, God bless you. Hallelujah.
You're going to be dancing on that foot. You're going to be dancing on that foot. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. He healed my body. He touched my mind. He saved me. He would not be mine.
Hallelujah. After hearing that you rejoicing and with Pastor Catherine, she wanted to play that song. She's our engineer.
Oh,
we thank God for Joyce being our engineer
God.
Tonight. Glory
praise
to God.
Well, I rubbed the Vicks on my toe, and I don't feel the soreness anymore either.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to
God.
Hallelujah. God bless you. Hallelujah. Ministry Lane, we have another call or two on 0368. You can open up your line. And Pastor Catherine, we thank God so much for you. Also, Apostle also said that she has been laying hands even while you were praying upon Pastor Mom, upon her feet and toes. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah. So that we see two ones. We see the one that ends in 6-8. Would you open your line? And then afterwards, we'll have for, I believe that's Minister Deb's number, 7-0 after the one that opens up. You're starting with 443, ending with 6-8.
Hello.
Oh. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Praise the Lord. Hello?
Can y'all hear me?
Is this Beatrice?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Mr. Lane, this is my sister Beatrice. Glory to God.
Oh, yes. Glory to God indeed. Amen. Amen.
So I don't know what's going on with the foot, but my foot and legs is giving me trouble, and I'm trying to stop smoking. I had stopped smoking for a while, and I'm trying to stop again. And my foot been giving me trouble in my leg, the left one.
The left foot?
Yes.
Exactly? How has it been feeling? You've been having problems walking?
A little bit, and then it's like the upper part of just up above my foot, and the inside is numb right there, inside of my leg.
Okay, the leg or the foot? Help
both.
Me to understand.
Oh, yeah, it's both. It's both. I had a vein. I went to Vein Clinic of America, and I think they really messed it up, honestly. Because it's numb, and it's been giving me trouble ever since.
And how long has that been when you had the surgery?
Thank God it wasn't surgery. It was just that they was trying to fix some veins in my leg, and that's been like March,
mm-hmm.
March or April. Mm-hmm.
Of last year?
Okay. Yes,
mm-hmm.
Ma'am.
Okay. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father God. We thank you, Lord. We glorify you. Yes, Father. Yes. Okay. Pastor Price, if you're getting anything, jump right on in.
Okay. Let you lead off. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yes. Just seeking the Lord. Yes, Father. Thank you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus, while Ministry Lane is seeking the Lord, I decree and declare over you, Sister Beatrice, I decree and declare this day, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Every tongue that will rise against you, we decree and declare to be in the wrong. We speak to the very roots and the source of every discomfort to your feet and to your legs. In the name of Jesus, we bind it, we rebuke it, we forbid it, we arrest it, we resist it, and charge and command it to, in Jesus' name, to cease and desist, to leave you. Even now, we speak to every spirit of infirmity from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. And we charge and command every spirit that is not of you to leave you and not return. Let there be healing, wholeness, wellness. Let there be soundness from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. I see God doing an overhaul from the top of your head down to your back. To every cell, organ, and system of your body. And then I rebuke every assignment, strategy, every tactic, every maneuver, wild method, and plan of the devil and his cohorts that has tried to come against you. Charge and command it to cease in Jesus' name, to cease and desist, to leave you and not return. I pray the canopy of God's glory as a defense and as a protection over you, as well as I plead the blood of Jesus over you and against everything that will try to come against you in the name of Jesus Christ. And, Lord, we give you praise. I give you praise. And, Lord, I yield to your precious Holy Spirit in Ministry Lane that she may pray as you lead her, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name. Amen. And right after Pastor Price started praying, I'm going to tell you where I'm feeling it at. And it's right below your calf. Right below your calf, I feel it going down almost to your ankle. Is that where it's at?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we thank you, Lord. We come in agreement with Pastor Price has already prayed, Father God. We speak the healing power, your healing over her, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. But we ask that you would touch, Father God, and correct, Father God, whatever needs to be corrected in the name of Jesus, Father God. We speak healing, 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 Father God, in the name of Jesus. But we thank you, Father God. We thank you for removing anything that's not of you, Father God, Lord, and causing everything to line up with your word that says she is healed by the stripes you took on Calvary, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you. Let me know when you feel some heat, okay? But we thank you, thank you, Lord. Glory to your name, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, yeah, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, Lord. We bless you.
Thank you, God.
Oh, so my God's sake. Bless you. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, for my God's sake. Does it hurt when you stretch your leg out at all?
Yeah, sometimes, and if I lay on the side, like if I lay on the side, it hurts, and I got to turn on the other side.
In the name of Jesus. Lord, Father God, we bring peace to that vein, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, correct anything that was a mistake or whatever they did, Father God, that has caused this pain. Lord, Father God, we ask for, Father God, for correction in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus.
Hallelujah. 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 If you bend your foot, like bend your foot upward, is there any pain there? If you bend your ankle upward, like towards you, no pain? Was there pain before? It's almost like, I'm going to tell you what almost like I'm feeling. Like an onset of a Charlie horse. The blood of Jesus, it will not go to your groin in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Lord, Father God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. The blood, Lord. We thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus.
Come on, Jesus.
Tell me what you're feeling. Do you feel any relief?
Like a thing, pain. I'm gonna put my sock on tonight. I'm gonna put a sock on tonight. And profit.
Beatrice, hearing the answer. Are you drinking a lot of water? Are you drinking as much water as you need?
Probably not. I do about 3 bottles a day.
Okay. Do you by any chance, are you taking any antacids or anything of that nature?
No, I just take like my vitamins.
I'm just trying to to ascertain that in the spirit about this, it may be lack of a little bit more water that you need to be drinking, even that when you maybe a little bit before you go to bed, as soon as you get up, so that can be able to for the veins and everything. And to be able to have I'm just asking because God does use, as Minister Lane was saying, so many things God uses. When Hezekiah was sick and he was even nigh unto death, and God began to tell him he was healed because he's the healer, and then he gave him a poultice of figs to put on him. That's at that time. And I don't know if you drink it sometimes with pickle juice, it might be to have a tiny little bit of that or something, and then drink plenty of water, and we're standing. I'm feeling, I feel, I've been, I may have been feeling you for a little while now and did not know it, because I'm feeling right now around the toes. I bind, rebuke, forbid, arrest, and resist any neuropathy, any kind of thing that might come around the toes of your feet, and then on that leg. And I did, right before Ministry Lane, I felt something that might have been going on around or trying to reach around the groin area. So, Minister Lane, I'm, God is really confirming that word in Jesus' name. And then, Beatrice, I bind, rebuke, forbid, arrest, and resist every hex, every curse, every evil forward word that would be spoken out over you or about you in any way, shape, or form. Because when you have that kind of, hallelujah, when you have that kind of case, that you have a case that are against a couple of people, there are people that do all kinds of things that we don't know what, you know, that we wouldn't even consider doing in the spirit. So we bind every hex, curse, evil, forward word that would try to come against you, any witch or warlock spirits, coven spirits, astral projections, out-of-body spirits, anything that would try to come against you, we bind it. We rebuke, forbid, arrest, and resist it in Jesus' name. And we pray the canopy of God's glory over you as a defense and as a protection. We plead the blood of Jesus over you as a defense and as a protection. We speak the name of Jesus, the name of Jesus. And one of the things to keep on your, because I know your mom, and I know that one of the things mom taught me too a long time ago, your mom, Mama Kalitha, was that plead that blood. Just keep on, Lord, I plead the blood of Jesus against everything that would come against my body. Two things, the blood of Jesus, the name of Jesus. Lord, I plead the blood of Jesus over even now, Beatrice, from the top of her head to the soles of her feet, around her knees, below her knees, over her knees, under her knees, down her legs, on her feet. I plead the blood of Jesus. And that anything that would be spoken against her, we plead the blood of Jesus against it. We plead the name of Jesus against it in Jesus' name, and call for healing, health, and wholeness, and soundness, and wellness to every cell, organ, and system of your body. The Lord says, you know, he said, I'm with you. He said, you know I'm with you. You know I'm protecting you. I'm with you. I've shown you. He said, I've shown you that I'm with you. I've shown you that I'm protecting you. He said, now plead the blood of Jesus, even around your sides. Plead the blood of Jesus. You know, I'm asking this question, even though I, you know, we can be around somebody, but we don't know a whole lot about somebody. Are you married?
No, ma'am.
Sis, are you married? You're not married. Do you have a significant other?
No, ma'am. No.
Okay. All right. The reason I'm asking this is also I come against any assignments of any pulls upon you, anything that would try to pull upon you. I bind, rebuke, forbid, arrest, and resist every spirit of lust that would try to come against you, that would be wagered towards you. I rebuke every spirit of lust, its debilitations, its roots, its sources, its voices. I rebuke that from off of you. Anything that would try to pull upon you from the head, from around the front of your head, I rebuke it in Jesus' name and call forth, and the blood of Jesus is prevailing against anything that will try to come against you, the name of Jesus. And as if there's anything that lust-wise that it may be wagered towards you, plead the blood of Jesus against it. We plead the blood of Jesus, the name of Jesus, and the word of God. And because when you go to work every day?
I haven't been.
You go to work?
I haven't been about a week or two, but I'm going to tell you, my old boyfriend texted me last week. Yep.
Okay.
My old boyfriend.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep.
And when you know that, you take authority over every lust spirit that would be assigned towards you, and that because lust spirits have debilitations, they have roots, their sources, because the enemy's job is to steal, kill, and destroy. That's his M.O. Mm-hmm. But God's M.O. is that he's the greater one in you than anything or anyone that's in the world. So any hook, any pull upon you, we pray the canopy of your glory over you and against everything that's not of God. And in your prayer time, because you know how to pray, Lord, keep me and protect me from anything that would be assigned towards me or my children or my family in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Jesus' name.
So, Minister Lane, I turn it back
Amen.
Over to you.
Amen.
Minister Lane.
I'm in agreement. Amen, amen. And I stand in agreement with you, and I for you to have the strength and to stop smoking. I know, having to smoke myself for a long time, almost now 40 years, I guess about 30 years, maybe 35 years ago. You know, but you continue to seek the Lord, and when He gives you that open door, just step through it. Just step through it and trust Him. Hallelujah. Father God, what you did for me, Father God, I ask that you would do it for your daughter, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, take the very taste, Father God, the desire from her, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Give her the strength to resist the temptation, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, give her the insight, Father God, when you open that door for her to step away, Father God. When you give her the strength, Father God, to step away, Lord, the anointing, Father God, to stand strong, Father God, against it, Lord. Lord, may she stand up and believe, Father God, and receive, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, Father God, teach her how to fight, Lord. Teach her how to come against the enemy, Father God, when he comes to tempt her, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, Father God, I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Father God. And, Lord, when it's done, Father God, we thank you, Lord, for just cleansing her lungs, Father God, renewing them, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And there will be no residue in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Oh, my God, I want my. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Just keep believing. Keep confessing.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Pastor Pine.
Oh, no. I didn't know if you all were finished. They have Minister Debbie is next online. And then we have Minister Debbie, and then Minister Rachel. But I want to thank God again for you, Beatrice, and for this time, and for you, you know, calling in so God could be able to do what He's going to do. Minister Elaine, I'll let you finish ministering to Beatrice.
No, we're good. I just feel that the Lord is, He's with you. He's with you. And just continue to don't waver. Continue to stand strong. Stay in the Word. Continue to look to Him. I don't care what it looks like, you know. Even just continue. You know, don't let the devil fool you. You know, saying, "Well, you did this." You know, just repent and continue looking to God. Amen.
Hallelujah.
He'll do it. He'll do it. Hallelujah. He'll do it. He heard your prayer. Thank you, Lord. In the man, God, I thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Debbie, Sister Deb, you can open up your line, Sister Deb. Sister Debbie?
Yes.
Debbie, open. Okay. Oh, yes, I can hear you. Ministry Lane and Sister Deb.
Hallelujah. Hi, Sister Deb.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Good evening.
Amen.
I was.
Good evening.
Hallelujah. I have two requests. I was calling for prayer for my daughter, Latoya. She had fell last week when she was coming, walking her son to the bus.
And she said she fell in the door, but she's doing okay. But I just said, you know, give me reassurance. Pray for LaToya.
LaToya. Yeah.
She said she don't know. Yeah. She said it was like a balance. She said she just lost her balance and like fell in the door.
Wow. Oh, Father God, we just thank you for covering LaToya, Father God. We know the enemy, the plans of the enemy, Father God. But, Father God, we thank you, Lord, that you protected her, God, from whatever the enemy's plans were, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that there was no broken bones, Father God. We thank you, Lord, that she was able to get up, Father God. And we thank you, Lord, that you would continue to strengthen her, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we bless you, Father God, that there will be no anything that will come from this fall, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. But she will be strengthened, Father God, and she will give you the praise. We bless you, Father God. And we come against any fear of falling in the future, Lord, in the name of Jesus. But let us know, Father God, that you are with her, God. In Jesus' name, amen. And Lord, I thank you, Father God, for protecting her hand, Father God, that her hand, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for strengthening her hand in the name of Jesus. Did she fall on her hand?
It was like forward. I'm not sure, but yeah.
Okay.
But she like caught
in the name of
Jesus.
Amen. Okay. I don't know why I'm seeing her hands. But, Lord, we just lift up her hands, Father God, and we thank you, Lord, that there be no strain, no bruises. Anything will come from this, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And plead the blood of Jesus around her. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah.
And yes. Yeah. I also wanted to ask for prayer for myself because it's my left foot. It's like the pinky toe has been sore and kind of like a burning sensation between my big toe. I say, I know the devil is a lie. Yes.
Burning sensation.
It was
the
like
big toe.
Like a, yes.
Pastor Price, you getting anything on that one? Burning?
No, I didn't. I didn't. But
mm-hmm.
I'll stand with you about it in
yes.
prayer. Yes, and I'll stand mm-hmm. With you about it in prayer. I was reading Sister Treva. I'm sorry, I was going over to the text because Sister Treva sent a text, and I was getting ready to read it to see. That's why I was just a few minutes away, but I'm right there. Praise God. So,
okay.
Minister Lane, are you going to pray for the foot, for her toe, and her pinky toe?
Okay. Well, I'll pray then. Well, we stretch our hands towards you in the name of Jesus, towards whatever this represents, this burning, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We don't believe it's you, God, in the name of Jesus. So we come against it in the name of Jesus, and we command it to cease and dismiss in the name of Jesus. We come against any infection. You must go, dry up, go in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord, that there will be no swelling in that big foot and the toe in the name of Jesus. And whatever's going on with the pinky in the name of Jesus. Father, with the whole foot, Lord, we lift the whole foot up, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We say, yeah, mm-hmm. In the name of Jesus. Yes, the Lord on my earth, okay. You must stop right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, Father, we thank you for removing any infection, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Infection must
yes.
go right now in the name of Jesus. Did you stump your toe at all?
I kind of bumped it on when my son was moving the couch, and he kind of, like, bumped it a little bit. But I'm feeling much better. I've been praying about it.
Amen.
Another thing, Pastor Catherine prayed with me Monday night because I was having pain in my upper thigh and my leg. And I took some medicine, and I just said, I keep praying about that. And my husband, David, he had been having, like, a little pain in his legs, too. So I just say, if you all can just lift us up in prayer for, we believe, healing, that is the Lord, that for healing in our legs.
Yes. Amen. And, Deb, have you had any foot care lately? Have you gone to any doctors where you had them to look at your feet and anything lately?
Yes, I have a podiatrist.
Yes, when last time you saw them?
I haven't seen her. It's been maybe over a year and stuff since the pandemic, but I am going to make an appointment to go back to her.
All right. All right. Well, I join with Minister Elaine and you. I know that you take, you know, that you've been diagnosed, but we believe God for your healing, health, and wholeness from all diabetes. We decree and declare it and establish it. And right now we just speak to the root and the source. Like with Minister Elaine, I could almost feel those things that are going on where your toes are concerned. I bind, rebuke, forbid, arrest, and resist, along with Minister Elaine and yourself, all, every assignment, strategy, tactic, maneuver, wild method, and plan of the devil and his cohorts concerning your feet in Jesus' name. And I decree and declare and establish over you no weapon, Isaiah 54:17, no weapon over you shall prosper. Every tongue that will rise against you in judgment, we decree and declare to be in the wrong. In the name of Jesus, I plead the blood of Jesus over your big toe and over your pinky toe. I plead the name, the blood of Jesus over you and over your hip area. Lord God, we speak to all weakness, sickness, disease, infirmity, pain, and discomfort in David's body and his legs and from the top of David's head to the soles of his feet. In Jesus' name, we pray the canopy of your glory as a defense and protection over David and against all weakness, sickness, disease, infirmity, all pain and discomfort around his ankles and around his legs, around his body. We bind all weakness and sickness from over David. Over on my death day, we command his blood pressure to get in line with the word of God and be in line with the word of God. Every Lord, we pray the canopy of your glory as a defense and a protection against all assignments against David, every weakness, sickness, and disease. And Lord, we pray for your mercy in Jesus' name, your compassion upon David, and that you would just touch him in his legs and in his body and make him every whit whole in the name that's above every name. Lord, I pray over David's knees. Say, David, be healed, be whole in the name of Jesus, in your knees, in his legs and in his knees. And that no weapon formed against David shall prosper. And Lord, we give you praise. We give you glory. Be healed, David. Be healed, Debbie, in every cell and organ and system of your body. Okay. In Jesus' name. These toes, the big toes. No weapon formed against Debbie shall prosper. Every tongue that will rise against Debbie and shall be decreed and declared to be in the wrong. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And Lord, we give you praise. Lord, thank you for your mercy and your grace and your compassion over David and Debbie. Touch and heal them in their bodies. In Jesus' name. In the heart, the valves, the capillaries and of the heart. In the lungs, the bronchial tubes, in every cell and organ and system of their bodies, in Jesus' name, amen. Minister Elaine, I turn it back over to you.
Okay. Well, I am going to speak healing over your husband's hip in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we ask, Lord, for perfect alignment of the spine, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Make the adjustment, Father God, that's needed, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I just thank you right now in the name of Jesus for the perfect alignment, Father. So this leg needs to be lengthened, Father God, or shortened, Father God. Lord, Father God, you will make the adjustment, Lord, perfect adjustment, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
Bless you, Debbie.
Thank you. I'm going to go back on you.
About his hip.
Hello?
Okay. Hello. Mm-hmm.
No, I was just wondering if he had complained any about his hip.
No, he just said just his leg slight pain.
Mm-hmm. Okay. God bless you.
Thank
God bless you, Miss. God bless you, Deb, and give our hellos and love to David
God bless
also.
You too.
All right,
here.
Then. All right. Mm-hmm. God bless you. Ministry Lane, we're getting ready for Minister Rachel to come on. We got a text from Minister Treva, and she said, hi, family.
Mm-hmm.
Glory to God. She said, the pain is gone. She said, I also noticed that I don't have shortness of breath. I was able to walk upstairs.
Hallelujah.
I usually have to sit down for a few minutes because of shortness of breath. I came back downstairs and noticed no shortness of breath. Glory to God. She wrote that in a text.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you so much, Joy. Hallelujah. And Minister Lane, I think now is Minister Rachel is on the line. Glory to God. Minister Rachel, will you come?
Yes. Just pray for Amber's kidneys and Renesia's lower back.
Amen. For Amber's kidneys?
Yes. And Renita's lower back.
Okay. How was
these
Amber?
Are my two daughters, my oldest daughter and my youngest daughter.
Amber is the oldest one?
No, she's the youngest. She just turned 11 last month.
Okay. And the lower back is your oldest daughter?
Yes. She's a security officer.
Come after the pregnancy?
No, she's a security officer. She had my grandson in 2021.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
She started a new job as a security officer.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. He comes to the horror of my heart. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. Is the youngest one with you with the back? No, who has the back? The oldest one. Okay, she's probably not there. Father God, we say, thank you, Lord. 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 Hallelujah. Do you know where the pain is? Because what I'm sensing, it's like in her lower, right above her buttock, right in that little crease.
Yeah, that area.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord is having you in the right place. Maybe, you know, give her comfort. When she go to work, she won't feel it anymore. You know, God will have her where he would have her so she can be comforted and she on the job. Because she works from 12 a.m. to 8 a.m. in the morning.
Father God, we just ask, Lord, that the pressure, we come against the pressure in the name of Jesus that's on that spine, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I also heard something about shoes. I don't know if she needs to change her shoes.
Yeah, she needs new security, the type of security shoes. But because we didn't have enough money to get her proper shoes, she's we had to do an alternative.
Well, God, we thank you, Lord, for supplying, Father God, the proper shoes. You already said it was pointed it out, Father God, so we thank you for supplying it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father God, that no damage, Father God, but Father God, you would take the pressure off, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and give her strength, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for giving her favor, Lord, at the job, Lord, favor to be able to do the job successfully, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Father God. We thank you, Lord, strengthen her body, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Just make it easy, Lord, for her. Easy, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we thank you in the name of Jesus. We come against any pain that might try to come down her leg in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Father God, for the healing right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Let us sleep well tonight, Lord. Take all pressure away. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Amen.
I hear, look again for those shoes. Look again. Hallelujah. Yes, shut up. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for supplying, Lord. Thank you. And Lord, Father God, Pastor Price, you want to pray for the kidney? Pastor Price.
Oh, I didn't know you called my name. I was listening. I heard kidney, but I didn't hear my name at first. Glory to God. I had it on mute. Father God, I just joined with Ministry Lane, and I lift up Amber to you right now, little Amber to you, Father God. And as we touch in agreement, Lord God, we speak to the very root and the very source of all pain and discomfort or any ailments to Amber's kidney. We command it to bow its knee to your name, Lord Jesus, your blood, and your word. We rebuke, bind, rebuke, forbid, arrest, and resist in Jesus' name all generational curses, any generational things, whether it been come from the side of her dad or her mom or their family. We rebuke every generational curse against Amber. In fact, we bind, rebuke, forbid, arrest, and resist and charge and command to cease and desist in Jesus' name every assignment, strategy, tactic, maneuver, while method, and plan, not only concerning Amber, but concerning Gabrielle, Lord God, Gabriel, Lord God, concerning Renasia, Lord God, even now, Lord God, concerning all of Minister Rachel and her children, Lord God. Lord God, for Raheem, I may be saying it, I don't know if I'm saying Raheem or Rakim. Is Raheem, is it Raheem, Minister Rachel?
Rasheem
and Marcus and Malachi, Lord God, for Gabrielle, Lord God, and for Amber, Lord God, as well as for Renasia. We lift them all up to you, Lord God, in Jesus' name. And Minister Rachel, we bind and rebuke every forbid, arrest, and resist in Jesus' name. Every assignment, even that kidney assignment, every assignment to the kidneys, the pain and discomfort to the kidneys, we rebuke it at the root and at the source in Jesus' name and charge and command it to leave this family and not return in the name of Jesus Christ. And then, Lord God, as Renasia and also for Rasheem, as they go in and out, and the children, even as they stay in, and Minister Rachel, we bind and rebuke, forbid, arrest, and resist all legions and groups of spirits that would be assigned towards them by the enemy. We bind that up at the roots in Jesus' name. And I dispatch forth around Renasia as she goes in and out, around Rasheem as he comes in and out. I dispatch forth infinitum numbers of mighty warrior angels, ministering angels, Michael the Archangel, angels that gather to minister forth your special protection around them, and to escort every spirit that's not of God from around them. Even now, especially with Amber, to escort every spirit of infirmity from around her. I pray the canopy of your glory as a defense, Father, and as a protection over Amber and all of Minister Rachel and her children. Oh, that I'm on their step, on any evil forward words that would be spoken out about them in any way, shape, or form. And I say, Amber, be healed, be whole, be well, be sound. I decree and declare over Amber and Minister Rachel and all of her children that no weapon, Isaiah 54:17, I decree and declare, Lord God, you said if we would decree a thing, then it would be established unto us. I decree and declare, Lord God, and establish, Lord God, your word, Isaiah 54:17, no weapon formed against Amber. No weapon formed against Minister Rachel and all of her children. No weapon formed against Renasia. No weapon formed against any of her children, their mates and their children. No weapon formed against them shall prosper. Every tongue that will rise against them in judgment, we decree and declare to be in the wrong. I decree and declare that they are the redeemed of you, and we say so, that by the stripes of Jesus they are and were healed in Jesus' name. And then, Lord God, I don't know who that is in the family, but I bind every pain and discomfort around the knees. I bind rebuke, forbid arrest, and resist the spirit of life behind the pain around the knees, and charge and command it to cease, desist in Jesus' name, to leave them and not return. I decree and declare, Lord God, that your blood is prevailing for them. Plead the blood of Jesus against that pain on someone's knee. The blood of Jesus, the name of Jesus that carries power in three worlds, in the heaven, in the earth, and under the earth, that the blood of you, Lord Jesus, is prevailing. Even now over mom's knee, the blood of Jesus is prevailing over mom's knee right now. The blood of Jesus against that pain. The name of Jesus against that pain. The word of God against that pain. In the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, I give you praise. Thank you for your mercy and your grace over Minister Rachel and all of her children. I decree and declare no more kidney ailments over Amber. No more weakness, sickness, disease, infirmity, pain and discomfort over Minister Rachel and her children. Even now their children and their children's children and her perpetual generations. No more. I decree and declare over mom, no more pain on that knee. I plead the blood of Jesus over mama's knee. And say, be healed, mama. Be healed. Be healed, mama. Be whole. Be well. Be sound. And Lord, we worship you today. We give you praise in advance. We don't wait until we see it. We worship you now. Thank you, precious Holy Spirit, for praying in and through us even this day. No weapon formed against each one of us. No weapon formed against Minister Rachel and her children. No weapon formed against them shall prosper. Bind, rebuke, forbid, arrest, and resist in Jesus' name. All discomfort around the chest. All discomfort around the heart, all discomfort around the veins and the capillaries and arteries of the heart, I rebuke that in Jesus' name. Charge and command it to leave them and not return. Never return in Jesus' name. For Lord, I thank you that your name, your blood, your word is prevailing on their behalf. I give you praise in advance. I worship you, Lord God, and I praise your holy name. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord God, for removing that pain around the knee. I buy rebuke, forbid, arrest, and resist around that shoulder bone, that bone in the back, the shoulder blade. I buy rebuke, forbid, arrest, and resist every assignment from around the shoulder blade and charge and command it to cease in Jesus' name and desist and not return in Jesus' name. Thank you for your blood prevailing. Thank you, Lord God. We give you praise. We give you praise. Thank you for your mercy on behalf of Minister Rachel and all of her children. Your mercy and compassion on behalf of Pastor Mom. Thank you, Lord God. And I worship you and I yield to your precious Holy Spirit in Ministry Lane in Jesus' name. I know the Minister Kiva that you're waiting right now, Minister Kiva, that you are waiting to come on the line. And I just
come. And God bless y'all praying for us.
Yes. Is that your knee? Are you having problems with your knee, Minister Kiva?
No, ma'am, it's my foot.
It's your foot. Okay. Because I was wondering, I know as I was praying, I'm praying, and two things that came up that came to mind was around, I don't know if there's somebody else around you with the knee, but also with the digestive system. And so I feel like a little like something going on with. Hallelujah. I'm a
confirmation.
Hallelujah. So Minister Kiva, before we get to you, we want to go back to Minister Rachel and Minister Lay. I'll let you close out with Minister Rachel, and then we'll go to Minister Kiva. Hallelujah.
No, Minister Rachel, I believe Pastor Bryce touched on heavy thing. I don't know who it is having the digestive problem, but that was one of the things that the Lord showed me last night also. That's a confirmation, Pastor Price. So whatever God is showing you also, you may go ahead. Amen.
Minister Rachel, is there anything else before you go, Minister Rachel? I think she's already on mute.
Okay.
All right. Minister Kiva, you still on?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Glory to God, Minister Elaine. I'll let you be able to talk with Minister and begin the ministry with Minister Kiva.
I'm going to ask if he would pray for Minister Kiva.
I see. Oh, the Ramadez de Bede King Andoke. He conda de Bede King Andoko, Odramadez de Bede King Andoko, Odramadez de Bede King Anda, Odramadez de Bede King Anda, Odrabasia. Minister Kiva, I wanted to tell you that I was looking at my television, and I was sitting there looking at my television. I had it on YouTube, and I saw a video. I said, that looked like somebody I know. And it was you doing the special dance for Mom. I really appreciate you and thank God for that dance that you have done in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Now, what I'm perceiving as I'm praying for you, that's a strange thing, but I'm perceiving about a teacher, somebody that's a teacher. You're a teacher, or is anybody close to you that's a teacher that needs prayer?
Not that I can recall right now.
And are you still teaching? Are you still teaching?
No, ma'am.
Okay.
Do Bible study. I do Bible study.
You do Bible study. Because my teacher finger is illuminating very much. It may be some things that God may be instructing you to, you know, to do and to have done too, and to get done. And I don't know what that is, but he'll make it plain to you. So I know you know how to flow in the spirit also. Now, what's happening with your foot now? What's going on with your foot?
Just at times during the day when I put my foot down, I feel like like an electric feeling. It's kind of weird. It doesn't stay long, but it's when I put my foot down on it. It's been a couple of weeks like that. I'm not sure.
Okay. So we're going to join because when I think about my daughter often talks about, they talk about how when David, the enemy wanted to move upon Uriah, they sent Uriah out into the battlefield in the midst of the battle, and he, you know, to move back from him. And so you're out there God sending anybody out there. Of course, I'm not saying that. But I'm saying because of the worship and praise like you and Ministry Lane do and others, and any of us that are in the service of the Lord, we know that we have an enemy whose job is to come and steal, kill, and destroy. Of course, we have the greater one in us than he that is in the world. Glory to God. And we claim for you and Minister Lane and all of us who worship the Lord with our tithes and with our free will offerings. We thank the Lord for rebuking the devourer for our sake, anything that would try to come against us. So as I come and I lift you up today, I lift up the ministry that God has given you, the teaching ministry. I lift up the ministry that were of dance and in song and in all of the areas, the giftings that God has given you. I'm also perceiving a pain in the hip, right in the center of the thigh. Again, it may not be you. It may be one of your children. We don't know. But I bind any assignment against the digestive system, any assignment against the leg or in that thigh area, and then I come against that electrical shock. I rebuke it at the root. We bind, rebuke, forbid, arrest, and resist the source. And whatever it stands for, at the roots and charge it, command it to leave you in Jesus' name. When my daughters go out and about to take care of their business during the day, the assignments that God has called them to do, the Lord instructed me to begin to bind all legions and groups of spirits that they come in contact with. So in the name of Jesus, from over you, Minister Kiva, from over your children, each one of your children and their mates, and every person that they come in contact with, down to your baby granddaughter, we bind, rebuke, forbid, arrest, and resist all legions and all groups of spirits from around each one of you all. We bind in Jesus' name, charge and command it to leave you all and not return. We rebuke every hindrance to the ministries, whether it be the teaching, the dancing, the song, and other ministries that God has placed you in. We bind the rebuke, forbid, arrest, and resist all legions of groups of spirits that would try to come against you or your family in any way, shape, or form, and charge in Jesus' name for everything to bow its knee to the name of Jesus. We say not allowed. That pain was causing an electrical force or something, not allowed. We pray the canopy of your glory as a defense and protection over Minister Kiva and all of her children, their mates, their children, and their mates. I hear in the spirit, I rebuke God. I said, Lord, you want me to pray? He said, pray that. I bind, rebuke, forbid, arrest, and resist. Charge and command to cease and desist and be rendered null, void, and inoperable. Every spirit of jealousy, envy, covetousness, negative competitiveness, anything that will be wagered out towards you in the name of Jesus Christ, charge and command it to cease, desist, to be rendered null, void, and inoperable in the name of Jesus Christ. I decree and declare over you, Minister Kiva, over all of your children, their mates, their children, your children, and grandchildren, I decree and declare over you no weapon, no matter what that weapon is, no weapon of weakness, sickness, disease, infirmity, no weapon of pain and discomfort, no weapon, no matter what it is that's formed against you, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Every tongue, no matter what the tongue is, that will rise against you in judgment, we decree and declare to be in the wrong. Again, I plead the blood of Jesus over you and all of yours, over the ministries that you're called to do. And I decree and declare that your blood is prevailing, that God's blood is prevailing, Jesus' blood is prevailing on your behalf. All that I'm on this day, Lord, I'm asking for an overhaul. From the top of Minister Kiva's head to the soles of her feet, decreeing and declaring over her and all of her family, Lord God, that even now they are and the redeemed of you, and we say so. They've been redeemed. We touch an agreement, Father God, that they are the redeemed of you, and we say so. I hear the Lord say, Minister Kiva, he said, I've gone before you to make the crooked places straight, to make the rough places smooth, to exalt the low valleys. No assignment, strategy, tactic, maneuver, wild method, or plan that would come against you or yours shall prosper. Every tongue that will rise against you shall be decreed and declared to be in the wrong. The Lord said, continue, my daughter, to keep your eyes fixed and focused upon me. Because the Lord said, I'm working behind the scenes for you. He says, you continue to spend time with me, says the Lord. Know that I am ordering your steps. I'm giving you step-by-step instruction what to do and how to do. Now, all of a sudden, while I'm praying, I also feel around that arm, around the rotator cuff. I bind any assignments against your arms, against your legs, against your bodies. I pray the cat body. I pray the canopy of your glory as a defense and protection over you. I hear the Lord say, there are special things that are coming up on your behalf. He said, you've been like a Cornelius. He said, you have prayed in Acts 10. You have prayed and you have disseminated out blessings when I have told you to, says the Lord. And it's coming up in the way that you need it the most. God said, I'm giving you ready for special things on my behalf, saith the Lord, and on your behalf, because he said, we are co-laborers together in the work of the ministry. And I hear him say, don't you worry about a thing. Don't you worry about a thing. I see doors closing just now. There's doors that are closing, not just one. There are doors closing, but others are opening up wide. There are doors opening up wide for you and for yours. Oh, that I'm on death, and I hear him say, be healed. Be healed in every cell and organ of your body and all of your children, their mates and their children. Be healed. Be healed. Be healed in Jesus' name. Be healed. Be whole. Be well. Be sound. Oh, that I'm on death day. God is calling forth recreated miracles in every cell, organ, and system of your body and of your families in Jesus' name. And, Lord, we give you praise. We give you praise. Again, I hear him say, I'm working behind the scene. I'm working behind the scene. I'm moving. I'm moving and working behind the scene on your behalf. He said, I don't want you to be surprised by what I'm doing. I don't want you to be surprised at all that I'm yet doing on your behalf. Oh, that I'm on day of stay. Bede kenganda. How soon? Not long. Oh, that I'm on day of stay. Bede kenganda. Oh, that I'm on day of stay. He said, worship me in advance, says the Lord, for my mercy and my goodness unto you. Worship me in advance. Oh, that I'm on day of stay. Bede kenganda. Oh, that I'm on day of stay. Bede kenganda. He's making some things very clear and plain to you, very plain. They're just very clear, very plain. And again, I hear him say, no weapon, Isaiah 54:17, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Every tongue that will rise against you in judgment, we decree and declare to be in the wrong. In Jesus' name, Lord, we worship you. Thank you for that word, Father. I yield to your precious Holy Spirit in Ministry Lane. I turn it back over to you, Ministry Lane. Glory
Hallelujah.
To God.
Hallelujah. Amen. And as you were praying, Pastor Price, I just felt that, there was heat around you, Minister Tiva. And as Pastor Price was finishing up, I just felt that there was just a lifting, like things were just coming off of your shoulders. And I just bless God for just releasing you to step into whatever the goodness and all that he has for you for 2023. There's much that he has for you. And I just thank God that he's going to give you everything that you need to complete it. In Jesus' name, amen. And your body will line up. Your body will line up. Hallelujah. Don't you give up. Continue to trust and hope in the Lord. And continue, you know how you dance in spite of. Hallelujah. And the devil, he's going to turn loose all. He's got you because he is defeated. He has no place in you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you so much.
Amen. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, that I'm on this day. Bede King Anta. Lord, we worship you. We give you praise. Hallelujah. I want to say if there's still anyone that is still online and you would like prayer tonight, please press your number one key. Ministry Lane is still there to be able to pray by the Holy Spirit. I'm here with her as our co-host. If there's anyone else, press the number one key. Joy will see it and alert me, and then I'll let Ministry Lane know. Glory to God. We thank God for Apostle tonight, and we thank God for you, Apostle. We're praying your strength, and you and Pastor Catherine, we're praying your strength in the Lord. We're still speaking to Mom. We speak out much love and healing, health, and wholeness in Mom's body and those knees and her legs and her feet and in her body. We pray for grace, grace, grace over every person that will come in contact with Mom. Lord, give them grace, Lord God. We bind, rebuke, forbid, arrest, and resist all legions and groups of spirits from around any man, woman, boy, or girl that will come in contact with Pastor, Mom, and Apostle. We dispatch those angels to escort every spirit out of that facility and from around Mama in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you. We praise you. We give you glory. We pray for great and mighty Luke 12:2-3 moments. Let nothing be hid that's not uncovered. Let nothing be covered that's not made known. And give the wisdom to know what you're revealing, Lord God. For you've been made wisdom unto us in 1 Corinthians 1:30. You're made wisdom. You're not only made righteousness, redemption, and sanctification, but you said you've been made wisdom. That means that insight, that discerning. And with the wisdom, Lord God, I pray for good understanding on Monday's day. Give grace, grace to every person who comes in contact with Pastor Mom. Lord, we give you praise and honor and glory.
Amen. Amen.
There's another number one that's been pushed. Say the 314-795. Glory to God. If you have the one before you, we open up for the one, if there is the one that we just see you pushed your number one key, Joy, I'll be opening up your line. First, we want to come and make sure. I believe at the very beginning, Ministry Lane, you prayed for Elder Philip and Hawkey and for Minister Linda. But at this time, we want to pray for them for the surgery that he had today and for Minister Linda. Would you pray for them, Ministry Lane?
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. We join our faith together, Lord, and we say thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord, Father God, for covering Elder Hawkey, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you have upheld him, Father God. Father God, by your righteous right hand, Father God, we thank you, Lord, that you have covered him with the blood of Jesus, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for Father God. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for healing and a speedy recovery, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for everything lining up like it's supposed to line up, Father God, and him recovering and doing well, Father God. We bless you, God, in the name of Jesus. May he continue to be strong in you, Father God, and know you as his Lord, his healer, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Father God. Even as he recovers, Father God, we ask that you strengthen him, Father God, that you bring him comfort, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you. Oh, Yasharabahaya. He kando horamaya sandarakahaya. Lord, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for putting your hand upon that area, God. Hallelujah. That, Lord, Father God, that it would never return, Father God. He is completely whole and healed by your stripes, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And we just speak blessings over Minister Linda, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for allowing her to be by his side, Father God, and continue to encourage her and strengthen her body, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Blessing to the whole entire family, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Minister Lane, for praying. And there's area code 314, and your last four digits are 6679. You want to open up your line?
Good evening, everyone. This is Sister Carrie.
Glory to God. Hi, Minister Carrie. Minister Lane, I'm gonna go on mute so she can talk to you.
Good evening, Minister Carrie. God bless you.
God bless you all. I would like to have prayer tonight, please. There's been some numbness in my right foot, my right leg, my right foot right. So I would like to have prayer for that tonight, please.
Amen. Well, we thank the Lord that he has already pointed it out, already said that he is healing in that area. So, Father God, we thank you, Lord. We lift up Minister Carey, Father God, to you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we speak your healing power over her foot, Father God, that it will be restored and renewed, Father God, and made perfect, Father God. Any pain, any infection must go in the name of Jesus. We arrest it right now at the blood of Jesus. We apply the blood of Jesus over it in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Father God. We thank you for peace in that foot, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that there will be no problems as she walks, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Take all tingling and pain out, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Is it more underneath, like the ball of your foot, like underneath?
Yes.
Or is it more your toes?
It's my toes and the ball of my feet. It's both of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I'm feeling it. I've got a ball. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Yahshua, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we bless you, Father God, and whatever trauma that has come against her foot, Lord, this experience in her foot, Lord, we cancel out the assignment, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for healing. Healing right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for sweet sleep tonight, Father God. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Amen.
Bless you, Minister Carey. I feel the Lord. Go ahead, Pastor Bryce.
Oh, no, go on. You still feel the Lord?
Yeah, I feel the Lord working on, because I'm feeling it. So I'm going to continue to pray. But, yeah, I do feel her foot in the name of Jesus. So we thank you,
Hallelujah.
Lord. Thank
you, Lord. Hallelujah.
What he's having, more than he's, what he's having me do, Mr. Carey, is he's having me, like, flex my toes and my foot. So you just look for the manifestation coming forth in Jesus'
name.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. I was just hearing as we were on this line, that the Lord wants you just to keep your expectation in him. Keep expecting God. He said, don't bow into what the enemy would say. He said, you're going to have to be so mindful to cast down and pull down every vain imagination, every thought that would exalt itself against the knowledge of God. And you're going to have to be able to continue to speak out. That's not my thought. That is not my thought. Or that I'm on there saying, no matter who around you, though 1,000 fall at your side, 10,000, you may have all kind of people that are going and meant to be this way or go that way. But God says, my hand is upon your life. He said, and you say, you're going to have to really do some talking during this time in this spirit. That's where your strength is going to lie, that this is not my thought. I am who God says I am. I'm healed, I'm whole, I'm well, I'm sound. And even as I get older, as someone would say in our older age, that yet in still, that God said, you're still flourishing.
Yes,
I'm still
Lord.
Flourishing. God said, I have
Thank
need
you,
of you for my service. I have need of you for my service. He said, in the areas where prayer is concerned, in the areas of speaking those things that be not as though they were, he said, even now, continue, even this moment, this year, keep your eyes fixed and focused upon me, saith the Lord, for I have yet much to do in and through your life. That's not my thought. That's not my thought. Anything come to God from that is not of God, that's not my thought. I'm healed. I'm whole. I'm well. I'm sound. God uses me for his service and for his glory. He said on Tuesday, when during praying in tongues Tuesday, as you began to pray and you saw the shift, God said, did you see how I shifted you into intercessory, true intercessory mode? He said, yes, there is where we pray. But he said, I moved you, I shifted you. And that anointing that was upon on your life, he said, you knew it was me that was ministering in and through you. He said, the enemy would try because sometimes every single one of us, our lives are different, and we're called for a purpose, plan, and destiny. And God said, you've been called for such a time as this. He said, things were destroyed. Yokes were destroyed yesterday. Burdens were lifted as you interceded, says the Lord. He said, so don't let, he said, never let, he said, I didn't say that you couldn't have imaginations, but I said, he said, all vain imaginations. He said, think on whatsoever things are true, lovely, just, honest, and pure, if they have any virtue, any praise. He said, and he said, this is not just for you, but for each one of us. He said, continue to cast down every imagination. So that's not my thought. I am who God says I am. I'm anointed. I'm appointed. God said, there's soon enough time in the future, the far future, for you to be with me, and you'll be with me for an eternity. He said, but I have need of you now. For my service, for my plan, for my purpose, in Jesus' name. He said, work while it is yet day, for the night will come when no man can work. He said, I'm going to make it very clear for my purpose. You're my workmanship, the Lord said. You're created in me in Christ Jesus, and I have a purpose, a plan, a destiny for your life, the Lord says. And he said, it's not the same as anybody else. I don't have you walking along the same drumbeat as others, says the Lord, but it's for my purpose, and I'll make it so very plain as to what I would have you to do. And the Lord said, little is much when I am in it. I don't even understand about writing, but I see in the spirit that, and I don't know you personally, I don't know anything about you naturally, in the natural I'm talking about. The word said, no man after the flesh, but after the spirit. But I see that God is going to have you writing some things. There may be things that God may have you write to somebody, a word of encouragement. There's some writing. There's something that got something to do with writing, but he'll make it plain to you. So that's what he's just encouraging your heart tonight. And yours is not one that you walk with a whole lot of people, and you might not allow around a lot of this and a lot of that. So you have to, you're one that walks, and God walks with you. He talks with you. And so he says, I'm going to make it plain. I see something about encouragement too. And I'm not, because we're coming to the end of our hour, where for this program. So I'm going to make it by the Holy Spirit as quick as I can. There's some writing. I don't know what it has anything to do with hospital or somebody with encouraging words for somebody. It might be military. It might be something where encouragement is concerned. But just a few words. He said, you're not a woman of a lot of words. He said, but just those few words will be an encouragement to somebody. To drop a note, even if it's just a note to tell somebody. It might be in an email. It might be in a text. It might be in whatever he would have you to do. And even in the social media, in the social network, you know, we know so many people are doing so many things where the social media is concerned. And God uses people very strategically, even if it's only to what he lays on their heart to say. And the Lord said, if you do that, you won't be. He said, don't let the enemy get on you that you might be trying to copy. No, he said, I have work for you to do. And one word can change a person's life. He said, they may not ever respond. They may not ever say anything to you as you do what he said he tells you to do, whatever he tells you to write. He said, but just keep on writing because it may just pass by somebody. Just pass by somebody. There are things God tells me. He said, put on your page. Sometimes nobody don't like a thing. Sometimes we get more than somebody will like. And I say this just a few seconds. I laughed because he had me to put something on YouTube the other night. Within an hour, 200 and some people have viewed it and are, you know, responded to it. But by the second day, when I put the next thing he told me, the same thing he told me to put up, and I think one or two people looked at it. So he said, you can't go by what you see about what people, whether they're going. He said, you've got to do it out of obedience to what I've told you to do. So if a lot of people like it, that's fine. If a lot of people don't, he said, because there are things that are being set in place even for the future. And that's what God wants you to do. There are things in the night season that he will speak to your heart. In the day season, you're still, God said, you're still enough for me to use you for my service. You're still enough that I can speak to you to speak words that don't have to be a whole bunch of words. They don't have to be a whole lot of words. He said, but the words I give you, he said, will be ones where yokes will be destroyed and burdens will be lifted. He said, you're mine. He said, you're mine. And in the day that I make up my jewels, the Lord said, you shall be there. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you. Thank you, Minister Carey. Thank you for your prayers. And I see that you've been interceding for Mom. Continue to intercede for Mom on that top of that knee and that femur above the knee. And continue to pray for Mom. He's seeing your prayers, even for Mom and others. You have a true heart of intercession. And we thank God. God bless you. Now I'm going to get ready to turn it over to Minister Elaine because we have about 4 minutes left before it goes into overtime. And I want Minister Elaine to be able to close out. Love you, Minister Carey.
Thank you.
Okay,
so
God bless. All right, you're welcome. I give glory to God. Minister Elaine, will you begin now? It's 9:56. And I'm going to turn it back over to you to see how the Lord would have you to close it out. Apostle, again, we love you and thank God for you. And Minister Lane, will you come to close us
Amen.
Out?
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Ah, hallelujah. You know, we just want to bless the Lord for what he's done tonight. What a marvelous way to open up 2023. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for touching us, Father God. Even those that might come on in the future, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for touching them, Father God, healing their bodies, oh, Father God. Hallelujah. You know, 2 Corinthians 4:14 says, knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise us up also by Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. So we thank you, Lord, for raising us up, Father God, and blessing us, Father God. We thank you for all that you have done, Father God. We will walk in our healing, Father God. We will believe in our healing, Father God. And we will stand strong in it, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we bless everybody who came on tonight. We bless Minister Joy and Pastor Price for just being used by God. And we just thank you, Lord, for the Holy Spirit guiding us and showing us and directing us all that you have done, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Back over to you, Pastor Frank.
Thank you, Minister Elaine, and we give glory to God. We thank God for his anointing upon your life. And as we close off, I see we have 2 minutes. I was 1 minute. We thank God for all that he has done in you and how he's prepared you for such a time as this. We give glory to God for each one of you all. We're closing out tonight. Apostle, we send much love to you and Pastor Mom, and we give glory to God again. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for all that you have done today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Welcome as God in the Midst